Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Happy Pentecost. Today is a celebratory day where we remember the birthday of the church. If you haven't noticed that already, the celebratory theme and energy here in this space, we are glad that you are with us. We are here today in our pursuit to know God, love God, and serve God. And one way that we can do that is through indicating things that you might be interested in on your connection card. That's the card inside your bulletin, or you can find it online if you're worshiping with us virtually. That card gives you some spaces to check boxes of things that you'd like to hear more about, and also to share that you are here in worship with us. There's also prayer cards available if there is something on your heart that you would like others to be in prayer with you. Today, our worship is led by Pastor Lindsay and a variety of others who are helping us to enjoy this birthday day. This morning at this service, we're inviting our children to stay in worship until our children's time later. I have a few announcements for us. The first is that Open Table Lunch has one more time together until October, and that's on June 4th at noon. What is Open Table Lunch? It's an adult gathering with lunch and fellowship with a $5 suggested donation. You can let us know to prepare some food for you by checking that box on the connection card that you plan to attend. Our rummage sale drop-off is beginning May 22nd through June 8th in room 109. On the website, you can find what is accepted in our rummage sale, and we hope that you'll bring those items here to make that sale a success. Finally, we have a special event on May 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. here at the Brighton campus. And that's a speaker, author Colby Martin. He's speaking on a theme of standing firm, how scripture points to diversity and inclusion. If you have heard of the books Unclobber or The Shift, those are two books that Colby Martin has written. We hope that you'll join us at this exciting event. Join me now in our opening song, O Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you. How about that for an opening act? Holy cow, that was something else. Please join me in the opening prayer. God of heaven and earth, we lift our prayers to you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and give us the tools to tackle whatever you've called us to. Give us inner fortitude to face difficult days when we want to give up. And when we fail, lift us up to walk another day in service to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Well, happy birthday, church. Kids, I would invite you to come on up and join me here at the front for a little children's time. And grown-ups, if you didn't quite get your birthday gear, Lydia's going to help pass this out. Raise your hand if you didn't get something. We want to help get this passed out to you. All right. You'll maybe need a birthday blower or a hat. We want to pass this out to celebrate. Okay, here we go. Whoops. Did y'all get something? Okay, kids, did you guys get something? I want to share some party hats with you, too. So kids are welcome to come on up, the young and the young at heart. The young and the young at heart. All right. Did you get your stuff? Do you need a birthday blower? All right. Well, happy birthday, church. Come on over. Have a seat, kids. Come have a seat. All right, adults, if you haven't gotten your party hat on, now's the time. Let's see here if I can do this with a microphone. Does this work? Oh, I got it. Well, you look fantastic. Did you know that today there was going to be a little bit of a birthday party going on?
Do you know there's somebody who has a real birthday today? Bill, who was playing on the piano. It's his actual birthday today, too. Bill, where'd you go? Hey, there's Bill. Yeah. Well, today is a day that we call Pentecost. And as you can see, people often like to come to church and wear their red. And it reminds us of the flames of the Holy Spirit that came when we're going to hear a story from Acts chapter 2. And we're going to discover that the Holy Spirit came like a rush of wind, of flames of fire, and that the people gathered there heard about the message of Jesus, and they came to believe. And there it launched forth the birth of the church. And so we have our party hats, we have our birthday blowers, and I thought that maybe we could even sing a little happy birthday, dear church. Should we try it out? So I think Susan's ready for us. Should we sing it? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. All right, should we blow it? Well, on this day, oh, you guys are so good at that. Hello. Oh, my goodness. What fun birthday blowers. You're going to have fun taking those to Sunday school. Sorry, teachers. Well, on this day, we celebrate all that the Holy Spirit gives us, as the Holy Spirit comes to us. There's a scripture in Galatians that talks about the fruits of the Spirit being love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we oftentimes call that the fruits of the Spirit because when the Holy Spirit starts working in our life, all of a sudden we start growing and producing these great things in our life like love. I don't know, maybe we could imagine that the Holy Spirit, these fruits that they start growing, this birthday gift that we get, all sorts of different fruits, gifts of lemons, and there's all sorts of other fruits. Do we have a peach? Oh, there's a peach. What other gifts does the Holy Spirit? Oh, all sorts of different fruits that start growing in and up and through us as the Spirit of God starts working in our lives, and that is a wonderful gift that we receive. You know, that's such a good question. I grabbed all of the fruits and vegetables that I had at our house. It's from my kids' fake fruit and vegetable stand little thing. And corn did make it in there, I suppose. And a cucumber got in there too. But mostly it's fruits, hopefully.
And I think a potato's in there.
And a potato. You're so on it. A potato got on it too. And I do have a tomato. Those are technically fruits, aren't they? They fool us. We think they're vegetables. But the Spirit starts growing in our life, and that scripture from Galatians talks about those fruits start growing in us. But it's not the fruit of a tomato or a lemon. It's the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience. So this day, we're going to be dismissed to Sunday school in a little bit, where we get to think about Pentecost and the birthday of the church and the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And I hope that you will be able to find a way to share your love and to shine your light of the Spirit working in you today. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, on a day that we get to celebrate, we give you thanks for your love. We give you thanks for the gift of the church. We give you thanks for the coming of the Holy Spirit, oh, so long ago, that moved and worked among the early disciples. And you continue to work in our lives as well, producing good fruit in us and raising us up to walk in your way. Bless these children and bless these congregations as we seek to walk in your way. In Christ's holy name, amen. Okay, so kids, you can head to Sunday school if you would like. And then at the end of Sunday school, your parents are going to pick you up downstairs in the Sunday school room. So you can look from there. All right.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. I can't match that. All right? I can't. We have a number of scripture readings this morning, all from Acts 2. We'll begin with verses 1 through 8. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under the heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?" Verses 11 through 15. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning." Verses 22 through 24. "Fellow Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you. As you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having released him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power." Verse 32 through 33. "This Jesus God raised up, and all of that, all of us are witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you see and hear." Verse 36. "Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus who you crucified." Verses 41 through 47. "So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad, generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Bob, for reading our scripture lesson. Oh, good morning, church, and happy Pentecost Sunday. It is such great joy to be with you. I'm Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves our congregation, and it is a great joy to welcome you into worship on this special day. Thank you, Bob, for reading our scripture passage, rather lengthy one for us this morning, the one that tells the story of Pentecost. Won't you join me in prayer? Let's pray together. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with your love. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us and mold us. Fill us and use us. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. As we celebrate this day, as we hear this story of Pentecost, may it stir up in us renewed hearts and minds and spirits to walk in your way and to serve and to follow Christ. I pray, Lord, that you would set aside all those things that might distract us and help us to focus on you in this moment, that we might lean into your scripture, and Lord, that you may speak to me and through me. In Christ's holy name, Lord, we pray, knowing that you love us and call us your beautiful, beloved children. Amen. Well, it is a great day to come and to celebrate the birthday of the church, to celebrate Bill's birthday. There were quite a few staff birthdays tomorrow. It's Stephanie Niekoff's birthday, so a happy birthday to her. Last Thursday, it was Wendy Carmack's birthday, so a happy birthday to her. It's just a birthday season. Are there other May birthdays among us? We have some May birthdays just around the corner and just before us. It is a great day to celebrate. The scripture lesson this morning, as we come to it, this lesson that tells this story of the early church community at Pentecost, and it is this grand story that we come and we read from Acts chapter 2 every year, the coming of the Holy Spirit and how it descends upon the people, and the crowd are gathered there, and there is awe, and there is wonder, and there is curiosity that is grabbing their attention, and this mysterious story of Pentecost brings forth the Spirit, and it sets forth this stage for Peter to speak. As the Holy Spirit comes and descends upon them, then Peter steps forward and he started, did you hear the gospel message of Jesus? Did you hear how Peter was testifying to the crowd that was gathered there? The crowd that had made their pilgrimage into the city of Jerusalem at this time that's now 50 days past the Passover. And as they're speaking up, as they're testifying about the faith, Peter particularly shares this odd and this mysterious and this beautiful and this powerful story of Jesus. He tells the story of Jesus' death, and he proclaims Jesus' resurrection. And as the crowd is listening, as they hear Peter preach the gospel, they quickly come to believe and they respond in great faith. And it was on this day of Pentecost that not only the Spirit came like a rush of wind as Peter is preaching and the gospel of Jesus is shared, but it's also on that day when something amazing took place. Right then and there, these 3,000 people came to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And the believers, they witnessed and they shared, and they shared a time of baptism. And there on that Pentecost day marked the birth of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and 3,000 people professed faith and they were baptized. And a tremendous moment should have been remembered, but the Spirit active in their midst. Pentecost, it was a harvest celebration and a time of pilgrimage as people who come into Jerusalem. People would come into the city and they would celebrate that was 50 days that had passed since Passover. And at Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of the church, and thank you for being silly and playing along with birthday party blowers. You can actually hear the Sunday school children still downstairs blowing their blower every now and then if you're over on this side. And we wear the hats. But we come and we also remember and we celebrate the Spirit that creates. The Spirit that creates. We remember and we celebrate the Spirit that creates. If you open up your scripture, if you open up your Bible, go ahead to Genesis chapter 2. We discover that when the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The Spirit that creates. The ruah, the power, the fire, the wind, the breath of God breathing in the nostrils of that first human creation, bringing forth breath and life. It's the Spirit that creates. And with every beautiful, beloved child of God that is born into this world, the first thing they do is they have their morning cry. They breathe in that life and they sing a praise song to God. Our ears might hear it as a baby crying, but it is a breath of life and a praise of the Holy Spirit, that morning cry ringing out. The Spirit that creates. When we hear this birth story of Jesus, we turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, and it says this. The word says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that gives life, the Holy Spirit that creates. This day we celebrate all of the beautiful creation and the breath of life breathing in and breathing out. But at Pentecost, we also remember the Spirit that resurrects. So I'm going to turn us to John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. So Jesus has resurrected, and the disciples are hiding out in fear of the unknown of what is taking place, and Jesus comes to them. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind the locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, and suddenly Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds on his hands and on his side. And they were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The Spirit that resurrects, the Spirit that creates. As Jesus comes to the disciples in the upper room on that evening, and they're behind those closed doors, and they're afraid, and they're bewildered, and they're confused, and they're hiding out in fear, they discover an encounter with Jesus and the breath of the Holy Spirit breathed upon them. And in that moment, they almost as though have their own resurrection moment. Fear wasn't going to hold them back any longer, but the breath of God, the breath from Jesus, the breath of the Holy Spirit is poured out upon them. And Jesus whispers two times, "Peace be with you." And as they receive the Spirit, their lives are resurrected again. They have power yet again to step forward as a disciple of Jesus, to live their faith in the world, and fear won't hold them back. But the gospel story of Jesus will begin to be shared. The Spirit creates. The Spirit resurrects. And the Spirit sends. And we discover that from Acts chapter 2 when we heard the lesson this morning as Bob read it for us. They're perplexed as they're hearing these words. They're trying to make sense of what is taking place among them. They are bewildered. And the Spirit, though, as they hear the lesson and they hear the testimony of Jesus, they discover awe and wonder among them. And the church then is sent forth to share the gospel of Jesus and to continue to just be the church. Hear these words from Acts chapter 2, verse 43. "A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonder. And all the believers met together in one place, and they shared everything they had. They sold their property and their possessions, and they shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, and they met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and they shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all of the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved." And that Acts scripture, we get a picture of what the early church was doing, breaking bread and serving a mission and sharing of their generosity and sharing their faith and being the church. Doesn't that sound like what we do in 2026? The Holy Spirit creates and resurrects and then sends us forth to continue Jesus' mission and ministry. I had a great joy last weekend of joining with 3,600 other women in Indianapolis. What was that going on, you might ask? There was the United Women in Faith assembly. Every 4 years, the United Women in Faith gather. And we heard stories about mission and ministry, both locally in our neighborhoods and around our communities, but also far and wide, the great work that God is doing in and through the church. And us women, we were gathered in this assembly with 3,600 women, voices singing, dancers praising, drums beating, and the Spirit of God is alive and well and thriving and calling us to live our lives as his disciples, to share his love, to shine his light, to be the church. So for some 2,000 years, we've celebrated. And for some eternity before us, we get to continue to know and claim the resurrected living Christ as we seek to walk in his way. So put on your party hats, throw your birthday blowers out there, and may we sing Happy Birthday, Church. May the Spirit continue to work in and among and through us this day and always. Amen.
You're not surprised, are you? God is good.
All the time.
I wasn't real popular in high school, but if my yearbook would have had a category, most likely to wear a party hat and pray in church, I might have had a good shot at that one. I was talking to Hazel before the service, and I told her, one of my favorite pictures of Jesus, and you don't see it very often, is Jesus laughed. And if you've never seen it, Google it, because it's a great picture of Jesus with his head back laughing. And I got to believe that Jesus is up there, and when he looks down at me, he starts laughing. Call your attention to the beautiful prayer quotes we have. The quotes today are for Bernie and Kelly. On your way out of the church, please stop at the table, tie a knot, say a prayer, sign the card, and let them know
that we're wrapping them in our love and in the warmth of the quilts. Now will you join me in an attitude of prayer? Glorious God of goodness and mercy, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. You are our help and strength in all the times of our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We feel your love. We keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, and to your blessings. Encourage our friends, our family, our neighbors, that they may find the ability to love as you do, to care for each other, and to show your love to those that need it. Reveal your goodness to all who cannot attend today. Strengthen and sustain them. Teach us how we can best support and encourage them to show them your love. Encourage those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues. Those that are struggling with financial burdens. Help them understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. That you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. We ask for your blessings on our prayer quilt recipients, Bernie and Kelly, and pray that they may have the strength and endurance to get through their troubled times ahead. May they feel the warmth of the quilts as well as the prayers we say for them. We pray that they know you are always there for them from beginning to end. For Memorial Day, we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy every day. We think of how they have followed in the footsteps of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We also remember the families and friends of those that have lost loved ones protecting our freedoms, and we ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes, and we pray for your peace, provision, and strength will fill their lives. For Pentecost, we say, beautiful Lord, may we say yes to you so that the Spirit in our hearts will once again be set ablaze. Spirit of wisdom, guide our actions so that they tell of God's love. Spirit of truth, open our eyes to see the world as it really is. Spirit of power, enthuse us to work for justice throughout the world. Spirit of love, inspire us to respect the dignity of each person. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Enable us always to be grateful for all you give us, lest we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you seeking, searching, and looking to you as we offer to you our concerns and petitions, as well as our praise of you in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it, even if you wear silly hats.
As in many birthday parties, we've come to the time to share our gifts. Our gifts represent both our celebration of what has been and our hope for the future. I would invite you to consider what you might offer in this time of sharing our gifts with the church. And I also invite April Schauer to come forward to speak with us about Habitat for Humanity.
Good morning. My name is April Schauer, and our mission moment today is Habitat for Humanity. Our church, along with about 12 others in Washtenaw County, form the Good News Group. Together, we partner with Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley to help fund and build affordable housing. I'm excited to introduce our guest speaker today, Leah Tessman. She's the Director of Grants, Corporate, and Faith Giving to tell us more. Thank you, Leah, for being here.
Thank you, April, and thank you for all you do on behalf of Habitat as well. Thank you all. Good morning. It's lovely to see so much red. Sorry I didn't get the memo today. For more than 35 years, Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley has been a catalyst in Washtenaw County for stabilizing homes, families, and communities. Through our homeownership program, we offer families like the Smith family, who this church has supported through those good news efforts that April just spoke about, the opportunity to buy their own home at an affordable rate. A lot of you know in the market today, an affordable rate for homeownership is not something a lot can find. So the work we do with on your behalf is crucial in our program. The Smith family is a loving and resilient family of five who faced significant challenges with housing instability over the years. The family said, "Since partnering with Habitat, we have witnessed true community support and have been immersed in a sense of belonging. The warmth and generosity of everyone we have encountered has made us feel welcomed, safe, and thoroughly capable, regardless of our challenges. Becoming homeowners through Habitat marks a new chapter for us, one filled with hope, opportunity, and stability. Habitat helps families like the Smiths building affordable, energy-efficient homes with the help of volunteers like you, donors like you, and the partner families themselves. This isn't a handout, it's a partnership. Our home buyers demonstrate a need for affordable housing, live or work in Washtenaw County, and partner with us to provide what we call sweat equity hours, which is where they come, take financial education classes with us, and come work on the build sites. We work with families to keep their mortgages below 30% of their income. We often provide down payment assistance to help keep that mortgage affordable for them as well. Since 1989, we've provided over 295 new units of homeownership. Thank you. But our work doesn't stop there. We also have a home improvement program and community development program to ensure that everybody has a safe and stable place to call home. We help seniors, veterans, and other families of low income that already own their homes to stay safe, warm, and independent. From critical repairs like asbestos removal to accessible bathrooms, Habitat reduces utility costs and improves the quality of life for homeowners that we serve. We've also provided over 10,000 critical home improvements and repairs for homeowners throughout this program. We invest in the neighborhoods too. We help create safer, more connected, and more vibrant places to live through community involvement. Your church, in partnership with Good News, serves as the foundation of this impact. Because of your support, we've been able to lift families and strengthen neighborhoods. When you support Habitat, whether it's by giving, volunteering, or simply advocating or spreading the word, you're helping us not build houses, but also a stronger community. So thank you for all you do to support Habitat. please see April if you would love to sign up for one of the build days coming up, or if you have any more questions about Habitat and how you can help us. Thank you.
Lord God, bless the offerings we bring to the mission and ministry of this church. Use them to help us to grow in you so that we are ready to answer when you call us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Won't you please be seated? And I would like to invite forward Pastor Hazel Bates and her husband, Corwin. Won't you please come forward? Well, about a year ago, I believe it was May of just last year, we have been blessed with the joy of having Pastor Hazel and her husband, Corbin, being a part of our congregation. Pastor Hazel is an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church in the Philippines, and she is transferring her clergy membership into the Michigan Conference of the United Methodist Church. And it has been a great joy to have Hazel in a volunteer pastoral role here at our congregation, whether it has been leading in worship or preaching or doing a beautiful, outstanding job in leading our disciple Bible study this spring. But we've been waiting to hear when Bishop Bard might appoint her to a congregation that she could faithfully lead and share. And so we are thrilled for Pastor Hazel. Starting July 1st, she's been appointed to serve the Bridge UMC in Milan, as well as Azalea UMC. She'll be serving a two-point charge not too far from us, so maybe some Sunday you can go down and hear Pastor Hazel preach. But it's a great joy to share that news. And we have something for you to perhaps wear on your first Sunday as you lead your new congregation, your new Point Charge. Thanks to the beautiful artistry of Carol Rife, our congregation has a gift for you. So if you'd like to open it to show. Yeah. I'm going to put it on. So Carol has made a beautiful stole for you. Carol, come up, or stand up, or give a wave. Thank you, Carol. Pastor Hazel, we know that God is going to be doing amazing things in and through you, and that your congregations will be blessed by your leadership. And so, church, I'd invite you to extend.
I have a gift.
Oh, you have a gift.
Yeah.
Okay, she has a gift for us.
I'd like to say something.
I guess speak from. Do you want to speak? Would you like just to speak from here?
Yeah. Right before I come here in the U.S., I really look for a church where I can serve while I'm looking for my or waiting for my appointment, and I found you. You're the closest church in my place, so I thank you, church, for accepting us. And, you know, being new to a place, to people, to language, and our sanctuary is our church. And I'm so thankful to you. And tomorrow will be my birthday as well of being here. Yeah, I came May 25th last year. So I joined the church right after that. So thank you. And, of course, I'd like to thank our co-workers, Pastor John, Pastor Lindsay, Pastor Lynn, Deacon Loretta, and Deacon Cora, and, of course, the church. And I did this for you. So whenever you see this hanging, you'd always remember me, us. And I'd like to read what I have wrote here. First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Withmore Lake, thank you. For you, for in you we found home. Like these butterflies, wherever God will lead us, you are always close in our hearts, and you will always be part of our journey. God bless you all, Pastor Hazel and Corbin Bates.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you so much. Would you extend a hand of blessing out towards Pastor Hazel and Corbin? Oh, dear loving and gracious God, I give you thanks for these faithful servants and the ministry to which you have called Pastor Hazel. May you surround her by the power of your Holy Spirit. May she seek to faithfully lead your church and serve your community. Pour out your Holy Spirit on her and lift her up and strengthen her. And I give you thanks for the great partner and support and partnership and love of Corbin as well. May they go forth to serve you, Lord, with your great blessing and our wonderful encouragement and support behind them. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. 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 Isn't it a great joy to see the church being the church, making disciples and transforming the world? Amen. 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 Yeah. Church, as we leave this time of worship, may the Spirit of the living God fall upon us all. And may the love of God, the peace of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit fill you. That Spirit that creates, that Spirit that resurrects in all of us, and that Spirit that sends us to make disciples in His name. Go in peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.